We're just a small ceremonial dick worshiping of the great one they call Joe Rogan. Now, I know we've talked about it many times on the podcast, but the podcast he has been putting out have just been exquisite. A 5-hour-long podcast with Alex Jones. Even if you don't know who Alex Jones is, you can easily go to the YouTubes right now, click off this video, make sure you come back, go look up a clip of Alex Jones. Anyone who can get him to sit in the same spot for 4.5 hours
It's crazy.
deserves high quality pay,
It's
okay?
crazy.
Not only that, he had Dr. Phil on. Dr. Philip.
That was pretty good.
Now, buddy.
Now, that was pretty
Is
good.
Dr. Phil from Texas? He has to be from Texas, right? There's no other place it makes sense for Dr. Phil to be from.
Yeah, Texas, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's another one.
Is Oklahoma just like Texas?
Yeah.
Because I don't know
But
anyone
they
from
hate each other.
Oklahoma.
They're like, better not step over here.
You know, border states don't like each other because of sports teams and
this
whatnot.
This is real Texas.
That's Oklahoma, Texas, up there.
It's Oklahoma, Texas to you.
Do you think Texas will ever secede from the United States again? I don't know. I think they might as well. I mean, they've got enough land mass to do it.
Once you're in the United States, you can't get out, bro.
But Texas can. It's in their constitutional clause.
Nope.
Yes.
Not Texas. Tejas? No.
Yeah. Texas.
No, Texas is more American than America, so no. No, if anything, they'll become America.
And then everybody else would be Texas.
Yeah, fuck
we'll
that.
Just switch titles.
Yeah.
Texas is the dominant
It'll
one.
It'll still be the biggest state.
Yeah. California's bigger than Texas, right?
No.
No?
Tejas is bigger.
No, I think like Alaska is the biggest.
Oh yeah, Alaska is the biggest, but Tejas is the biggest.
But that's basically Russia, right?
Tejas is the OG.
I mean, what the hell
it's
is
Canada.
In Alaska?
Alaska is Canada.
Yeah, I guess.
It's our little
slice
of heaven.
It's an island of Russia.
But it's not an island.
It's not. What does it touch?
Canada.
Alaska borders Canada?
Yeah. It's like how the U.S. goes like this, and then like this way, and then like up here is where Alaska starts.
We need a geographer-logist in here.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a world map over here. See? Oh, yeah, well, what do you know? Alaska is right there touching Canada. I don't know if that's just for convenience sake, though. I guess not, since it's not on the...
Well, I mean, like... Why didn't we, like, grab, like, that strip of land all the way down so we can, like, make a highway?
Just connect California to Alaska.
Yeah, with just, like, a little
wow,
strip
so you
of coastline.
Can drive to Alaska, I guess.
Yeah.
You just gotta
just
go through Canada.
Fucking, it would take a goddamn...
Yeah, through pretty much the entirety of Canada.
It's not a hop, skip, and a jump, for sure.
It's a couple hop, skip. It's a game of hopscotch away.
It's a leap. It's bounds. That's about 3 bounds away, if I were...
It's an African-American man at the NFL Combine away jump.
Yeah.
One of those long jumps. 9 or 10 feet jump.
God.
No leaps here.
You need some power going, you know, wow. Bet it's super easy to jump the Canada border. You know, you just kind of walk across and they're like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, what would the Canadians be mad about coming through the borders? Probably just the laziness of Americans, if I had to guess. Just people littering at the border, probably.
Oh, you need us to open up the gate for you. Okay.
Oh, just make sure you use our trash cans here.
You could get up and, you know, push it up yourself, you know.
You can ride a moose over here.
That's just for show.
For show. Have you ever met anyone from Canada?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they sound, like, different?
Yeah. They're Canadian, man.
Aye.
They're like just... They
I feel
just,
like my
they
Canadian...
They talk like this, you know?
I feel like my Canadian accent kind of overlaps with my Irish accent.
My Irish accent.
Aye.
You know, sometimes it does do that, you know?
But people from different parts of Ireland sound different, though. So I wonder, well, what, I wonder which ones sound like the Canadians.
We got the Scottish, right?
Yeah, but that's fucking Scotland. It's not Ireland.
That's true.
Oi.
Pot, I do, I guess. Sorry. I don't know. I'm a real big King Philip fan. I don't know.
Speaking of...
I don't know who King Philip is.
Yeah, no, I know Henry VIII. That was the fat one that had all the hoes at his time.
They weren't really hoes. He just kind of made them hoes.
They were a forced hoes. Sex slave, if you will.
And then cut off their heads. And then he was like, you know what? I'm kind of sick of cutting off their heads. So
really?
Just,
All of his wives, he cut off their heads?
I don't know, something like that.
You know, all fucking kings are
he
crazy.
He divorced them or something like that, but...
he at least kicked them to the curb.
The first couple ones, I think he cut off their heads because the church wouldn't let him divorce them. And then he was just like, you know what, fuck this.
The bitches just kept talking.
Yeah, like...
yeah, what are you going to do? Cut off her head.
Getting blood on my new cobblestone floor. This needs to change.
This is expensive.
Yeah. Fuck. Paper costs more than a new wife.
Yeah, it does. Time. Probably back in that day. Paper was probably a rare commodity, man. Yeah. You know, there's women everywhere. You don't just see paper lying around like this day and age. Like, you just buy a woman.
I wonder if, like...
Just talk to her dad. Give him something.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was that easy.
It was for a certain period of time. I don't know about... I guess Henry VIII, I think he was in like the 1400s and 1500s. I'd say that was still pretty commonplace then.
Yeah.
But I'd say once like America started... Like the 1700s, 1800s, shit kind of started getting a little different there.
All right, buddy, take it easy.
Well, I'm not saying America was the one who changed it. I'm just saying at the time, that time in the world was probably when, you know, maybe people started marrying because they liked each other or at least tried to.
Nope.
No?
No, that started happening in the 30s.
The 1930s?
I don't know. Whenever the Gatsby started, that's when people were like, hey.
Those were the 20s and 30s, yeah.
Yeah, I was right.
But what are the Gatsbys? I've never seen that movie. To be honest, it looks like a shit piece to me.
Well, it has Leonardo DiCaprio.
I understand
in it.
That.
It's pretty good.
All right, what is it about? It just looks like a snobby, shitty film that's too long.
It's about a guy who is like in love with this girl.
Yeah.
So like,
Leonardo DiCaprio, I guess.
Yeah. So like, he buys a house across from the lake.
In New York or something.
Yeah.
Lake in what?
And he throws parties.
Yeah, so he's just...
And they're in, like, something about a green light.
Green light to the vagina.
Yeah. He just kills himself in the end. That's basically what happens.
Oh,
he loves
really?
A girl, doesn't get her, kills himself. Because he's like, oh, I'm all sad and shit. She didn't like my parties.
So I guess it's a story about love is more important than money. Because he's, like, loaded and has all these extravagant parties and whatnot.
I don't know, man. I went to high school a long time ago.
Long gone are my days of analysis.
Yeah. Especially in stupid-ass books like those.
Yeah, see, again, you had to read it in the class, too, and reading the book, I was not interested.
That was sucked.
So the movie kind of, I mean...
Like, I didn't want to read a book about love.
Especially in the 20s, you know.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, we had, like, oh, great, yeah. And, like, the problem was, like, it would be all right if, like, you, like, read a book and, like, we talked about it, but no. The teachers had, like, 3 months of lesson planned into, like, one book.
Yeah.
And you're like, are we done with The Great Gatsby yet? We kind of get it. Like,
no, we have to analyze its theme
if
now.
You
want to
watch the movie? Like, we already saw the fucking movie.
No, that was the thing. When I had English classes, they would always say that we were going to watch the movie at the end after we read the book, and we never fucking did.
We always did.
Never. We watched the one with Lenny.
Whoa!
That one.
Of Mice and Men.
That's the only book movie that I remember watching in school, and it was and To Kill a Mockingbird. Those were both good movies and books.
I still have my To Kill a Mockingbird book.
I don't.
I do.
I bought some weird book, and that's like the only one I have from high school. I don't know. I do have an odd amount of books, though. And most of them came from my elementary school days.
Fuck books, dude. Let's talk about drugs.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, what drugs do you want to talk about?
Mushrooms and tripping, dude. I really want to do LSD.
Okay.
Does, like, everybody else, like, want to do LSD out there? I feel like that's one of those drugs that, like, you either want to do really bad or that you want no part of. And I was, like, in that...
Well, you wanted no part of it up until, like, a week ago, so...
I did shrooms, because I don't want to trip really bad, and I don't mind doing it for twice as long. It's a different...
I mean, when
trip.
You put it like that way, I guess, but, you know, generally, I think the LSD is supposed to be more potent. Like...
Yeah.
So it might... You know, it might be the same intensity just for the longer amount of time. It might not be more chill.
That's cool with me.
It's longer. That's fine with me, bro. I don't want to know where I'm at.
I'm just going to do it earlier in the day and on a day trip. Because you know how awesome that would be? The day trip? And it's starting to get nicer outside.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I haven't either. It'd be awesome. I'd day trip. And I'm not worried about, oh, dude, I was so, I would like, I wish that I got my dog the day that I ate mushrooms.
Darwin.
Yes, because I was thinking about it and I was like, dude, he would be talking to me right now.
I mean, I guess pit bulls do kind of look the most human-like out of dogs.
They look like
piggies. If I had to say.
They look like little piggies.
Because their faces are just big. And they're like, you know, they're usually clean.
Yeah.
They just...
They're nice and clean. Nice clean puppy. I get mine a bass.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome.
Did he get you very wet?
No. He was tolerant. He's very obedient.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you see, you couldn't have made him obedient while you were tripping dicks. That just wouldn't have worked. No.
No. I've been...
He would have been a badass dog from the get-go, because that would have been the first day, and he would have just had a...
He's only...
Free range.
You know. Man. Everybody, go get a dog. They're awesome. And do drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good message to send out to people, yeah. I guess. Also...
I just feel like they make stuff better.
Something I want to talk about. It's been on my chest lately. It's something I take part in almost every night. Not masturbating. I'm talking about coming home, having a late night marijuana-infused snack.
Marijuana.
Not infused. Brought on by marijuana, if you will.
You get high and you get the munchies.
Yeah, you see, he knows how drugs work.
Yeah.
I imagine
hopefully you guys
our core too. Audience does.
Yeah.
Second of all, there's a box of Slim Jims in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a bottle of spray cheese, you know, in the can. You spray it out of the top.
Did you make prison food?
Yeah, this is kind of prison food. However, I don't know if you could get that spray cheese in prison. That's it's kind of a hard can.
You probably...
You know, you could do some damage with
you
that.
You could get packets.
Packets of cheese?
Yeah.
What kind of cheese? Like, packets of spray cheese?
Kind of, yeah.
Or, like...
Yeah, like...
Shredded cheese.
You could get, like, packets of cheese. Like, it comes in packets, so you don't...
I like a salt packet? Like, you rip it open and... Like, a packet. Like,
it's like a packet, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
What do you... Like, just in... Like a Kool-Aid pouch.
Yeah.
You rip it open and there's your cheese.
Yeah.
See, I don't love that idea. I guess I don't love the idea of prison either. But, you know...
Have you looked up, like, how to make prison food and shit?
I mean, I've watched some videos of some other dudes making it. It's generally all the same thing.
Yeah.
You just put, like, chips, Slim Jims, and ramen all in a bag with hot water and then eat that. And you either make, like, chili or a burrito.
Yeah, pretty much.
And some condiments, if you're lucky, apparently. I guess it's a hot commodity, not eating dry food in prison.
They got me on the dry food. I gotta switch to the wet.
You gotta suck some dick if you want some ketchup packets.
I ain't got no commissary. I gotta do dry food today.
Could you imagine that being your life? Being in like a gang, like being in the white gang and having to go to the black gang to try to trade ketchup packets for mayonnaise because they have access to the mayonnaise and the ketchup.
Well, like,
yeah, how the fuck is that your life and that's what you spent doing during
black
the day?
Black people just probably give them the mayonnaise.
Yeah, black people would not be the ones with the mayonnaise in that situation.
Fuck you gave this to me for?
Yeah, the white, you know, you gotta be the white guy that tries to go trade the mayonnaise for the hot sauce that the blacks have. Like, that's gonna be a bad day for you in prison.
That's a tough bargain, buddy.
That is not gonna be so chill, I don't think.
Let me show you something. Hey,
however.
Hey, white boy, let me show you something right quick.
For, a white man that may be in that situation. I would like to say, maybe, if you have the mayonnaise and the blacks, the African Americans, if you will.
Colors.
Have the collard greens, have the hot sauce. You could maybe offer them to mix the sauces. You know, maybe make like a thicker hot sauce, if you will. Maybe they would enjoy that. You know, gotta do what you gotta do in prison. Gotta get creative.
You gotta put something on the Cheetos. Some ramen. You need a ramen topping.
See?
Hey, yo, give me some of that hot sauce and mayonnaise. Put on my ramen.
Hot sauce and mayonnaise. All right. Yeah, that's a good combo by itself. I think I don't think I could eat that on ramen, if we're being honest.
What you talking about, bro?
Oh, but the only time that I will eat a Slim Jim or spray cheese is together.
Nah.
There's no other time I feel is acceptable to eat a Slim Jim. If I eat a plain Slim Jim, I feel like such an outrageous piece of shit about myself.
But spraying cheese on it makes you feel better.
Yeah. To be honest, I mean, yeah. If you're going to go, you might as well go all the way, okay? Not that the, not that either of those, not that it makes it better, but it does make the taste better. Because the Slim Jim has like this burning flavor just fucking awful, and it just kind of mellows it out a little bit and makes it like a creamy cheese, but you still kind of taste like the meat and you chew, you get the texture of it. I'm telling you, if you don't do that, you got to do that. That's the only time I will eat spray cheese or a Slim Jim. Every now and then, because I'm an overweight, I will, you know, spray some cheese on my hand if there's a bottle around and just, you know, what are you going to do?
Have you ever taken the skin off of a Slim Jim?
No, is that easy to do?
I used to do it as a kid. The goal was to get it as a perfect straw. So, what you can do with that...
So, did you just kind of slide it off there?
Yeah, you gotta like kind of like...
Yeah, you gotta jerk it off a little bit, then it just peels right off like an ejaculation.
You
gotta
kind of like peel it a little bit, like get it wet, and then like, you know, kind of slide it. And then
yeah, get it wet so it's like a woman.
It'll slide off. So like what you can do is you can take that little sack and slide it down that way so that like a little bit is like hanging off like halfway, and then halfway is still on the Slim Jim, and just stick your cheese in it that way. You know, stick it down the tube.
Oh, so you're saying like a stuffed Slim Jim.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I accept that.
Yeah.
So you are saying that you do indeed eat Slim Jims by themselves.
I honestly have not had a Slim Jim in a...
Wow. Yeah.
But I would love one.
They are sticks of heartburn is what Slim Jims are.
I actually do like Slim Jims a lot.
I like them with cheese. That's the only time. Otherwise, it's just too much. It's too much process going in at one time. I can't deal with it. I'm not that the cheese is in process and just doubling down on that, but it just makes it a little bit better.
We'll see. I like Slim Jims over these, over those meat sticks. You know what I'm talking about? The meat sticks with, fucking cheese in them. You know?
Yeah, I've seen those. Those taste, I've never got one.
Those taste like, some sort of, like, kibasi. Or something like that. I don't really like the taste of them. Like,
yeah.
They're not, they're, like, more sausage smoky than Slim Jimmy. I like the taste of the Slim Jim. It's like hot Slim Jims. Hot Slim Jims are really good, and the jalapeno ones are really good.
I haven't had either of those. I would try the jalapeno one.
In fact, they make some with cheese inside of them.
Hot Slim Jims with cheese in them?
Pretty sure.
That's a good idea. I mean, they might as well. They're making them both individually.
Yeah, I would love that.
However...
Jalapeno cheddar. That sounds like it's something.
Yeah, jalapeno cheddar bites, you know?
Jalapeno cheddar Slim Jim.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
If you want to do that.
Slim Jim. Shout out Slim. We should get sponsored by...
Shout out Slim Jim!
We need to get sponsored by Slim Jim. That would be my goal. To just get sponsored by Slim Jim.
You know, I'm not opposed to it. I will have a box sitting right here. We can have a banner right here. We'll even paint the room red and yellow for Slim Jim. Not for McDonald's. Fuck McDonald's. They canceled their sponsorship of your mom's house.
I'll eat a Slim Jim every fucking podcast.
You know, I will if we have a bottle of spray cheese, too. We might as well try to get Spray Cheese to sponsor us, too. I think that's their own company. Spray Cheese?
Spray
Cheese. That's all it says on the bottle. I don't think it's Kraft or... I don't know.
It might be Kraft.
If it is Kraft, you know, we can advertise a lot for Kraft. They got a lot of products.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'd be down. Kraft mac and cheese and some Slim Jims. Oh, yeah. Cut them up. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, God. Yeah, you watch too many prison food videos. You're talking about cutting up Slim Jims and putting them in your regular-ass macaroni?
Like, I already watched
them all. You psychopath.
Boy, I already watched them all.
Cloudy with a chance of clouds, brah!
Yeah, but, like, I think that everybody should do mushrooms at one time in their life.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you...
It's an experience.
I guess if you think everyone should trip at least once, then that would be the one to do.
I think everybody should at least try one drug. You know, I think that people out there, you know, that haven't done a drug, they're like, you know what, I would try that.
Well, everyone, it's impossible not to do any drug now.
It's really hard.
I mean, when you're a baby, your parents give the doctors the okay to start giving you drugs on the spot so you don't die.
Am I allowed to take pills yet?
Yeah. Yo, dude, I hated taking... No, I started taking pills very young, because, you know, when you go to the doctor, and they ask you if you want that liquid medicine that just tastes like a fucking ass, or you can swallow a pill. So I learned how to swallow pills by the time I was, like, 7.
I don't remember when I learned how to swallow pills.
Which, I don't know if that's an exceptional age or not. I don't know. I remember I got sick a lot when I was a kid, though.
I didn't.
I don't know why that is.
I was built like a rock. No one was knocking me over on the climbing tree. Did you have a climbing tree?
Climbing tree?
Yeah.
No, there were no trees in my neighborhood. Oh. It was a cul-de-sac. There was a... I think there might have been one tree in the Mexican neighbor's front yard.
They don't climb it.
Wasn't going to go over there and climb his tree.
Yeah. We had a tree, and then, like, down the street, there was, like, a dirt pit with, like, a fucking, like, 20-foot dirt mound. We used to ride our bikes on and shit.
Hmm.
Yep. Just a little block of people.
Do you know?
A block of friends. Used to get in fights with the other street.
Turf wars, man.
Yep. Our street was better.
What was your street called?
Fairfield.
What was the other street called?
Don't know, but a lot of them did crack.
Oh, you did. If you had a whack-ass street name compared to the other ones, I would have told you which street was the coolest.
I don't remember the other street, dude. I could look it up.
They were just a bunch of bitches, man.
We're going to look up my street, but we're not going to say... Actually, I don't really care. I don't live there anymore, but I can't dox the people that were there.
Do you know the origin of the word porch monkey?
No.
I mean, obviously, it's a slur. It's a racial slur for the African-American people, but where does it come from? Why?
Racists.
Well, yeah, but why? I mean, monkey, just because of the black, I guess, but porch, what does that have to do with anything? It's saying they sit on their porch? Why is that a bad thing? They're outside, they're getting fresh air. Why you gotta ruin that for them, man?
I don't really know, Trevor. I don't really have anything to say about that.
I don't know about porch monkeys.
I really don't. I don't know why they call them tar babies either. Like, I just feel like they're unnecessary names that you're calling people. Like, you don't need to be that racist.
Fucking dickholes. You know, if you're afraid to say the N-word, then, you know, just don't say it.
Yeah. Don't, like, try and say something like, oh, but we're not calling them the N-word,
we're calling them tar babies.
Oh, yeah, that is a fucking stupid-ass street name. It's Berkshire.
Berkshire or yeah. Fairfield?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, it sounds like the kids on both those blocks were probably pussies.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I'm
fucked them up.
No, Berkshire bitches, man.
Let's see if I can get a, whatchamacallit view.
You know what I wish people would stop doing?
What?
Is taking pictures of whoever it be, their parents, usually their grandparents if it's people our age, on their deathbed, pretty much. Like, I understand
that
they're important in your life, and they're dying. But let them die.
In peace?
You've had your whole entire life to take a picture of them, and you want to choose now when there is no life in their body... Their face, and the thing is, sometimes people take selfies with them, which is even more selfish, because you want to get their face in the picture. You think anyone that is literally minutes, hours away from dying wants to have their face photographed and be remembered by that?
I certainly wouldn't.
What a selfish piece of shit you are.
That's what my grandpa
if you have to take a selfie with a dying person so people can know that you were at the hospital with a dying person who is in your family, who you should have been there for anyway if you were not a piece of shit. Second of all, I don't like it when people go out and do good deeds for people just so they can record it on the internet. If you want to go out and fucking hug a homeless person or whatever, that's fine. But don't make a hugging homeless people around Houston compilation video so everyone at your school can know you're such a good person and people can shove their fingers up your ass whenever you want.
You better have taken a shower if you hugged a homeless person, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you know, some diseases are airborne transmitted, man.
Homeless
you got to be careful.
Don't want fucking hugs.
No, homeless people want to stack. I saw this one video of some guy trying to do that, you know, give money to homeless people or whatever. Or he was trying to buy him food. He was trying to take a guy out to Wendy's and record the conversation that they had or something fucking poetic and stupid. And the guy was like, "No, man, I don't have any cash, but if you want to go right here to Wendy's, we can go get something to eat." And the guy was like, "No, man, why don't you just go to the ATM, give me some cash, and I'll wait right here."
Yeah, they're either on drugs or not on drugs anymore.
Well, in that guy's defense, he did tell this gentleman that he was addicted to crack right when they started talking. And the guy was like, "Why do you do crack, man?" He was like, "It's hard to quit. You know, crack is awesome.
Why do you put cameras in people's faces, you fucking cunt?
Why are you recording this?
Yeah,
you gonna jerk off to it later?" I mean, if I was a homeless guy and someone came up to me with a fucking to-go box and their camera in their hand, I would just swat it all out and eat the food off the ground. Because if you're homeless and you're really hungry, you'll eat the food that's been on the ground.
This is better than fucking getting recorded.
Yeah. And yeah, so everyone in the world can know that you're homeless or were at one point. So that way you're remembered for that on the internet. Someone just getting their fame off of giving $20 to you.
Every time
when you hadn't had
people,
a shower in 3 months.
Every time homeless people ask for money, I always try and give them something else.
I don't give them anything. I do not care, to be honest. I mean, I care for the ones that shouldn't be homeless, but you know, a lot of the times you can tell which ones are on crack and which ones aren't.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's the ones that are on crack that are straight up asking you for things.
I don't like it when people, when I'm walking to work or walking away from work.
Yeah,
and
dude.
People say hi to me and like they try and talk to me and say, have a nice day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great day.
No, that's the thing. The like, worst time for a homeless to ask for money is when you are walking out of your job.
Yeah.
And you're sweating.
Just
you're
got
dirty.
Done
and they ask you for a cigarette or a dollar.
Like,
you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how to read people. You're not retarded. You're homeless. Just like, go ask someone in a suit who isn't sweating and probably actually has money in their wallet. Not someone that just walked out of a restaurant
and like,
who probably does drugs like you too. What?
Just got done earning money.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I think about that all the time. I'm like, dude, I hope no one asks me for fucking money.
Yeah, I just saw how much money I made today, and it was not a lot. I don't want to give any away on my way home.
Right? Like, I just, like, you just got done, and then somebody's outside on the corner.
Yeah, somebody's just waiting on the corner for people to walk by.
And, I mean, like, the only reason, like, you're not allowed to, like, go and get help, like, aid, if you're, like, on drugs.
They drug test you at the mission or whatever?
Like, you're not allowed to be on drugs. Like, you're not allowed to, like, be fucking strung out and shit at the thing.
At the soup kitchen or
yeah.
the homeless shelter or wherever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's a fucking great rule.
So, like, you know, the ones that are actually, like, there, probably on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you want to be a
functional... I would be hanging out by the fucking soup kitchen.
Yeah, that would be my hangout spot.
But, like, the people that are on drugs, I don't think are allowed to do that.
I mean, I don't know.
There's something about that, not being...
They're still always around it.
Yeah.
Whether they can or not.
There's something about them being on drugs and not allowed to, you know...
Yeah, they don't get the full access
to
things.
Which is, I understand.
You get one meal a day if you're addicted to crack, that's all you need to function, you know.
Ah, dude, just, like, don't ask me when I'm not... Like, when I get done earning money, don't ask me. Like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a dick, but I'm not a dick.
But I'll give you something if it's a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Like, if I have some
You
food,
see me working, and you want to ask me for things.
Fuck, man, I'll give you my food. I don't give a fuck. I know how to cook.
Yeah. That's another thing that bothers me about this generation, our generation.
Don't know how to cook.
Yeah, nobody knows how to cook. Broads don't know how to cook. A handful. Honestly, I feel like I know more males that know how to cook in this generation than I do females.
Enjoy cooking.
Yeah. Because I gotta be honest with you, no girls I've dated or like, or my friends that I'm aware of, their girlfriends don't cook. I know one or two girls I think on my Instagram that post pictures of what they cook and shit.
Yeah, none.
Yeah, but I mean, even at that, like the guys I know that cook or whatever, I mean, they don't cook a lot. You know, you can only cook so much when you're so young, because groceries are expensive. You know.
That and like, you know, I mean, like when people do cook, when I see them cook, like they're normally cooking like a burger or steak or something like that. They show that off, but they don't show off anything else.
Yeah.
Because they don't have like, that's
yeah,
all they do.
Like Salt Bae, he just makes meat.
He doesn't even make it. He owns that place.
He's
not a chef.
Other people make it.
He sucks.
So you're very anti-Salt Bae, huh?
Yeah, he's not, like, he's not a real...
Yeah, Salt Bae's not welcome in the Backroom Podcast.
He's not a real chef. He's not a real chef. He owns that restaurant.
He has to at least know stuff, though.
Like, he may know about the meat, but, like, when he was cutting shit up, dude, he, like, cut this sausage in half, and it wasn't even in half. And, like, when they cut to the next part of the video, the sausage was cut perfectly in half. Like, he just, like, he's not even that good at cook, like...
Well,
how
yeah,
hard
I mean,
is that
his whole entire thing is just showing out.
Yeah, he slaps just... the fucking meat. he trims it and shit. Yeah, I mean, I could fucking do that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't look like him. And you know what he does to the fucking, you know how he cooks it? He just throws it on the fucking grill and then, salts it.
Yeah, he just puts heavy salt on everything after, and that's...
How hard is that? You just gotta have the money to do that.
Yeah, you know, the few videos I have watched of him, I felt like what he's cooking is
pretty fucking basic.
Probably only good because the meat is so expensive, but like rather bland if it was otherwise. Like if he was doing that to cheap cuts of meat, you know, I feel like it wouldn't be that impressive.
No.
It just may be a little salty, and that's all.
Like, it's not that hard to do what he does. Like, to cook the cooking part.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm sure the business ownership part is probably difficult. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I'll give him that. But I'm saying, like, what he cooks isn't that, you know, I mean, like, it's expensive cuts of meat.
Yeah. It does the work itself.
How hard is it? Like,
how are you going to fuck up a Wagyu steak?
Like, I tried to get my brother to cook steak today.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a ribeye. It's really hard to fuck up.
You gotta piss on this steak to fuck it up.
Yeah, you gotta let that thing sit on the heat for a good 10 minutes.
So what did he say? He didn't cook it?
No, I just cooked it. I cooked it
instead. Oh, fuck it!
Because he told, like, he said how he was gonna cook it, and then it just didn't. He said that he was gonna...
It just didn't sound right to me. I couldn't let that shit fly.
Yeah, exactly. he's gonna put it on the grill in aluminum foil with all the seasonings and butter. And I said, the fuck no. You're not gonna do that.
That's yeah, why would you need to put a steak in aluminum foil if you're gonna put it on the grill?
Yeah.
Just put it on the fucking grill.
And that's when I
with the seasoning and butter on it.
That's when I stepped in and said, no.
That's bad.
So I cooked.
Yeah, but people our age don't cook. People our age also are getting into things awfully early. You know, I guess that's...
Like parenthood? I just got a dog, man.
Yeah, and married.
And I feel overwhelmed.
I don't know how many people our age are getting married. I know. And not even pregnant. Just getting married for the shit of it. Just, you know, to be married.
It's like, I love you, baby.
For the tax refund, the extra money, or whatever the hell.
I seriously love you. I think I do.
I really have. I loved you all through high school. That 6 months after high school. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get it done. Figure. We can live at my dad's house.
Yeah. If you're not ready to live on your own, maybe you're not ready to get married.
You're not.
Just throwing that out there. Because when you get married, you're not supposed to live with your parents. I'm sorry to tell you.
You're supposed to move out before you get married.
Yeah. Like, first of all, you gotta live with someone before you marry them.
For a couple months, I would think, you know?
Yeah, how are you just gonna get married and then all of a sudden start living with someone and learn all the weird shit they do in their spare time?
Oh, so that's what you do.
Yeah, you can't go on your honeymoon and then come back and start living with someone. That's psychotic behavior.
6 months out of high school, you're never gonna learn the person. Like, you know?
No, you're not.
They got time to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, because in high school, you're constantly changing. Right after high school, you're still constantly changing. And for how... I mean, I am right now. I'm almost 20. I'm sure I'm going to look back and when I'm 21 and think I was weird.
Yeah.
Now. So I can only imagine that's happening to everyone else. I mean, yeah. It's just too much of a commitment at this young...
I mean,
we don't die at 40 anymore. Yeah. People live to be 100. You can... fucking single it out the first 30 years. Damn.
Like, if you're not married by your... You know, I'd say 40. You need to get married by your 40. By 40.
I guess. I mean, if that's something you want to do.
Yeah, if you want to get married, you got to get married before 40 or else.
Oh, okay. Like, now, if you want to get married, I think you got to get married a little earlier than that. Because by the time 40 rolls around, I'd imagine it's pretty slim pickings.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People that have already been married don't want to get married again. They just want to, you know, date or have intercourse or whatever, you know.
I don't even think I'm going to get married.
And all the other 40-year-olds that just didn't ever get married or try because they have their own personal weird shit going on or whatever. So, you know, it's probably just, I don't know. I think it's weird when people that are, like, super, super old get married, though. It's all, like, a 97-year-old gets married. I feel like most of the time I see that story, it's always to, like, a much younger person. Like, 96-year-old marries 45-year-old.
Like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
You know that.
Like, just, why do you have to go through that this late in your life? Why do you gotta pay for a wedding and shit? Why not just, you know, hang out? Move in together. Bang it out. You know, your grandkids aren't gonna question you about who's living with you, grandma.
Ew.
You know?
Yeah, they will.
Get the 45-year-old tang. They're not going to be around your grandma. You don't hang around your grandma's house every day, you know?
That's true.
To be honest, my grandparents could be swingers, be sheltering people at their house. I wouldn't know. You know, just get them out when the holidays come. Whenever I call them and tell them I'm coming over, you know, just tell them to go have fun.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, my grandkids are coming over. We got to bang later, all right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't imagine that's my grandparents, but, you know.
My grandparents could be. Are too old for that shit.
You don't know that.
No, they're too old for that shit.
How old are your grandparents?
80, almost 90. My grandmom's 82 on my mom's side.
See, my grandparents are definitely still young enough to bang.
No.
They're not even...
They're done.
They're
dried up. They're dust.
They're like 60.
That's more believable.
I think you could still do it. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be as good as 21-year-old sex or what have you.
It's probably not going to be...
But, I would probably have sex with a 60-year-old woman who wasn't my grandma and was hot and rather well-kept.
Who wasn't my grandma.
Yeah, you know, got to get off the grandparent topic here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, if... I mean, I could name 100 celebrity women right now that I would bang if they were 60. So, you know, I don't think it would be that uncommon.
A lot of them.
Find a hot, attractive 60-year-old woman.
No.
Would you have sex with a 60-year-old woman?
Yes.
All right, so where's your cutoff? 60. I think we briefly just... That's it, right there. No, I could definitely do 65. That wouldn't bother me. I mean, what's 5 more years? You've already hit the big 6.
It's getting tough.
It's getting...
55's pushing it. 60, you better be a fox. 65, you got 1 foot.
I gotta say, I could probably see myself going all the way to 69.
No.
70 if it was just like a goddess of a woman.
When you hit 70, you got 1 foot in the grave. No.
Well, that's a great way to look at things, huh? Your chin. For all our elderly listeners out there.
Yeah, don't break a hip, Grandma.
Your grandma actually has broken her hips, right? Or they just don't work anymore because she has polio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my grandma has polio.
I think that in itself explains how old your grandma is.
She is 82 years old.
She has polio.
82 years old.
She has polio years old.
My other, and my Nana, she is like fucking, how old the fuck she is? She's like 90, and my papa's 90. I think my Nana just hit her head open.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's, that's pretty scary. That's not good.
Yeah, I know. Like, stop getting up to walk.
You got a hover around, bitch.
Like, you got a walker.
You don't have to prove yourself to anyone anymore. You live by yourself.
No, Nana and Papa live together. Grandma, polio, lives alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's straight.
Yeah, she doesn't care, though. Nobody's fucking with her.
She's tough.
Yeah, I feel like most grandmas probably are. At least more so than younger women.
They certainly can cook better.
Yeah.
You fucking whores.
It is kind of disappointing when...
You can suck a dick, but you can't cook.
Jesus Christ. How good are you then? What good are you? What good are you?
What good are you?
You're only good for one part of the steak and blowjob.
Yeah. I don't mind cooking, but God damn it, give me a night off.
What do you want? Do you care if you marry a woman that cooks?
Yes.
You want her to cook?
I want her to know how.
Yeah.
Because I will
just cook. At least have the knowledge.
Yeah, I'll cook. And then, like, you know,
maybe you can help me with shit.
Or, like, be like, ayo, bitch, I know what I'm cooking tonight. Fuck off with the kitchen. And then I'll be like, all right, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
So go make your own thing over here if you don't want steak and vagina.
I want somebody that knows what the fuck they want to eat. Do you know how hard that's going to be?
Yeah, you might as well go gay now. I mean,
the fuck, man.
just start sucking dick.
Like, go fuck. Like, god damn. Like, is it? It's that hard.
Yeah, in my experience, at least, yeah, like, it is absolutely that hard.
What do you want?
Don't know.
Three choices: burger, spaghetti, fucking fish. Pick one. Fish. What kind of fish? Salmon, tilapia, cod. All right, pick one.
Salmon. What's a cod?
What's a cod? All right, we'll just switch that one. Sea bass.
Bass are in the lake, right?
No. Sea bass.
Sea? Like sea?
No, like the ocean.
So is it salty?
We'll just go with salmon. Do you want... Okay, so you want fish.
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't want fish. Okay. Do you want spaghetti or a cheeseburger?
I don't think I want either of those.
Okay.
Well, bye.
Chicken? What kind of chicken do you want?
Ooh. You can't go wrong with chicken, can you? I had chicken for lunch.
I'm going to cook something, and you're going to figure out if you want it or not. And
you can go fuck yourself.
That's how
I imagine my marriage going.
Yeah. I'm going to cook something, and you're going to tell me if you like it or not after.
Yeah. Don't interrupt me while I'm having my meal. You give me input after. You hear me?
Taste this. It's raw. Taste it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Taste it. I would, yeah. She can do dishes. They can still do dishes. No, I don't want to do dishes.
Dishes are gross.
Cook or dishes? Dishes. That's what I thought. Like, I feel like once they just, like, eat the food, they're never going to, like, want to cook. They'll be like, oh, he knows how to cook.
Oh.
Just
let him take care of that.
Yeah.
That'll just be his job.
I'd be fine with that. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, see, I actually do know somebody who cooks.
Who?
She's a good one.
I didn't think you were going to say she. Who are you talking about?
Who else do you think I would talk about? We're in love.
Oh,
6 months out.
I can't. Oh, come on.
Baby, come on.
I can't.
How about you make me them bagel bites? You know I like him.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Bagel bites and mashed potatoes. That's what my baby cooks on the daily.
That's some microwave mashed potatoes, nonetheless.
Yeah, marinara sauce on top.
Another thing that people our generation also have misconstrued about cooking is that using a microwave or a toaster oven or opening something is not cooking.
Doesn't count.
Or putting something on a tortilla that is ready made.
Or even this, Trevor. If you preset your oven to 350 and then wait for 15 minutes, you're still not cooking. Like chicken nuggets and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like if you put something on a cooking just the tray and
frozen
then put
chicken nuggets and throw them in the.
You're like, 350, bitch!
Yeah, that's also. Children can do that.
That's not Brittany, bitch.
Which children can cook too.
Yeah, I used to cook. I used. Fucking ramen was my. Was the first thing I learned how to cook.
What?
Yeah, it's
you
not
just said that doesn't count, you dick. You didn't know shit.
It doesn't count.
But I learned it.
When you're 7, it does.
Yeah, I guess. I probably didn't.
Yeah, I could boil water. That. Well, you know, scratch the ramen, I could boil water.
Yeah.
Not that many people could figure that out. Like, why is it taking so long?
Yeah, you just gotta give it a second.
Yeah, wait.
Is the thing.
Just wait. It didn't work.
I don't understand when people say they can't boil water.
Yeah, I can't even boil water.
Because some of the time I feel like they're actually being serious, not even just using that.
Well, like, you're not cute. At all, if you can't boil water.
That doesn't make you more attractive that you're stupid.
Not at all. I know, okay. Yeah, all right. I won't talk to you anymore.
All right, you can't wait 5 minutes.
I'm, like, super bad at cooking. Like, I brah. Do you know? Do you, baby?
Or people that... all right, I gotta stop.
The Blue Apron shit?
What is that, by the way? Like, I don't know what that
they
is.
They send you food, and they send you the recipe to the food, and they, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, basically, what they do is they look up a recipe for you, and they buy all the food, and then you pay for all of that, and they ship it to your house.
Even though you could just get because a recipe off the internet and
go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And... cook it
at and probably have some of the ingredients at your house
cook already. It at your fucking house.
Like a like fucking
the,
sane
like
person
the fuck.
What the fuck did you just say to
like
me?
You have, like, oh good, the groceries are here, like you're just gonna cook the fucking meal, like what do you eat, like what do you eat for lunch?
What are you doing the rest of the time?
Yeah, like
this has got you one meal.
Did you not know how to cook steak and asparagus?
before this, you were just completely fucking...
Like, you had no idea what to do in the kitchen. And then until Blue Apron came and they sent me quality ingredients.
And the recipe.
Where they cut out the middleman, but they're actually the fucking middleman.
We've cut out the middleman to become it ourselves.
So we do it, so we get it straight from the source. So, bitch, that means you're the middleman. You just cut out one middleman. You're still the middleman.
Straight from the source, and then we give it to you. It's like we're in the middle of the transaction.
We're not the middleman, though.
We're just the middle link in the chain.
Oh, my God. Like, you are brain dead if you buy one of those. First of all, you're paying way too fucking much for groceries.
Yeah, if you're paying for recipes, what are you doing? It's like porn.
Oh, God.
There's as many free recipes on the internet as there are free porn videos.
Like, you don't know what a fucking steak is?
Like, why do
you... Like, there's labels on everything in the grocery store if you haven't gone yet. You know?
If you haven't fucking noticed that.
Like, I don't know where anything is. It says what... Like, there's people around.
And there's also pictures and letters.
Oh, my God.
That say words.
If I ever meet a bitch like that, I'll kick her in the teeth. I'll kick her square in the teeth, dude. Like, is Blue Apron gonna help you now?
Where's your Blue Apron?
You don't pay for chewing. Bitch. Sponsor a Slim Jim. You're our only hope.
Yeah, Shets has Slim Jim, spray cheese, fuck Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
If Blue Apron wants to sponsor us, we'll sponsor Blue Apron. We'll say positive words about him from now on.
Oh, yeah.
However, one thing I want to close out...
If you don't know how to cook...
You can't sponsor us. One thing I want to close out this podcast with is an analysis of Joe Rogan's latest podcast with the Twitter CEO, the executive lady, who seems like she does all the shit. You haven't watched that?
Nah. But Tim Pool?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, have you seen the lady that's in it?
A little bit.
She's like an Indian woman.
Yes.
Do you think she's attractive?
Probably not. I don't normally think Indian women are attractive.
All right, I thought she was hot. Second of all, she kind of scares me.
Like how?
Because, I mean, she wasn't like a scary, intimidating figure, but she's just like a robot. Like, literally everything that that one dude said who was arguing with him, like, he would tell her things, and she would just be like, right, yeah, our policies really don't go over that, but sometimes when this happens, it's the... And she just didn't have any, like, thoughts coming from her own self that, like, weren't in Twitter's agreements or whatever. Yeah, I don't like the way that that is going.
I deleted Twitter.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, because I don't... you know, I'm sure Jack Dorsey is not, like, evil or whatever... But he doesn't look, like, completely sane to me.
The way he talks is just so maniacal.
Yeah, it's just really not someone I would like to, like, entrust myself with.
Which is why I got rid of Twitter.
The case, because everyone already has. I mean, it's not like they don't have your information still. They have everyone's information. It's fucking...
Nah, dude, it's been 30 days. My information is no longer available.
Nah, dude, Twitter can't find me on the internet anywhere. I'm fine.
I'm good. Chill, brah. Yeah. I have one other account that I don't know how to get into from high school, but...
See, they still... They got your location, bro. Yeah. You're fucked, bro.
I'm not fucked.
Alright, you got anything else you want to add to episode 38, I believe? About 38?
Nah, man, just, you know, follow... follow what I said, do mushrooms, and also follow the title, shove it in, leave it on. I think you'll be okay.
You know, like a masturbatory device.
Yeah, I think that was, that's it.
And this was our new equipment as well, so hopefully this sounded good in the podcast. 48 minutes, wow. Fuck yeah, fucking backroom.
Hell yeah. Backroom Podcast, episode 38, shove it in, leave it on. Go in your hover around.
Alright, goddamn.
In my hover around.
In my hover around.
Gonna bring it around. Bring it around.
Can I hit your flash drive, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Here's some data for you, bro.
suck all my sweet data.
Get all this information. What are you doing, nigga? What's wrong with you?
Are we free? So what are we doing?
Do you want to go back to your house and then we'll get the guns and smoke, let the pups out, and then come back here? I can drive. Back here.
Oh my
god, I'm the only one that
drove
here. I wish
you'd have Lloyd take you to my house.
Oh, okay. Take me to my car.
My car?
To your house?
Yeah.
Alright, there you
go. I gotta take a pee pee first.
We're dead. Oh shit, bro. Anchor just got like fucking 7 minutes of bonus footage. Just now ending the Anchor stream.